Welcome to Celtic Christmas Greetings, part 11. We're almost done, and of course, if you've looked at the Celtic Christmas Greetings album, you know that there are only 11 tracks on the album, so that means I had to come up with something special for the last show, huh? I have a great idea, so I'm hoping I can pull it together. Today, I want to talk to you about Christmas in the Shire, Hobbits. I know hobbits aren't Celtic, and some might consider them a part of the fae creatures of Ireland. J.R.R. Tolkien, I think, was inspired by Ireland, but hobbits themselves are not really Celtic, per se. That said, I do, you know, Celtic music. I also love hobbits. I've always been a fan of Lord of the Rings. I saw the animated version of The Hobbit. Was it 78 was when that was released, I think? I saw that in sixth grade, and I was in love and totally enamored. I was big into Dungeons and Dragons, and that story just captivated me. And I immediately read the book and started a long fascination with hobbits and Lord of the Rings and J.R.R. Tolkien. And now I have two albums of Hobbit music, Memories of Middle Earth with my old band, Brobdingnagian Bards, and my newest album, Don't Go Drinking with Hobbits. But there's a wonderful place that I go every 3 years now. We call it an ALEP here, because the event is called a Long Expected Party. And basically what it is, it's a gathering of people who love Tolkien, Hobbit, and Lord of the Rings, and they all gather in this little village in central Kentucky called Shakertown, and it looks like a little hobbit village. And we gather and we sing songs, tell stories, we just commune with one another and enjoy each other's company. I've met many wonderful people, including my friend Nancy Flynn. That's where I originally met her. She is another Lord of the Rings fan. She ended up joining me actually on one of my Celtic Invasion vacations. But she started sending me song lyrics, parodying some of the songs that I have performed with my group. So first one was The Orange and the Green, which she was called The Smeal or The Tree. There was a couple others that came in there. That was the one that I actually recorded for my latest album, Sci-Fi Drinking Songs. However, she also sent me two Christmas songs. The song I'm going to play today, Christmas in the Shire, was the one that I really sat down with and set it to music. She sent the lyrics, I recorded the music, and I gotta say, it came off amazing. It reminds me a bit of Tommy Sands' recording, The First Time It's Christmas Time. The song captures not only our experience as part of this group of Lord of the Rings fanatics, it captures the heart and soul of folk, just folk. It could be Celtic folk or any folk, just the average person, the person out there. And it tells a great story, you know, of a person who has traveled around the world, made wonderful friends, but the thing that is most important are the friends back home, the people that we love the most, the people we want to be with at Christmas time. A couple years back, I went to back up to Kentucky for the release of the first movie, and we all gathered together, got dressed up, and got to enjoy one another's company. And once again, after, you know, a year or so of withdrawal from not being back in what we call the Shire. And our time with the people we love is extremely important. And I think this song sort of captures that experience. Whether you're talking about hobbits or the fae or your family, your friends. 6 days of feast and frolicking fun, songs and stories to delight. Rich or poor, we all shared as one, danced and reveled long into the night. Long ago the Yule bells rang, I still recall their chime. Oh, to be back in the Shire again, now that it's Christmas time. I love this song. It's my favorite on the album, and I hope it will be yours as well. Oh, and what really brought this whole thing home is not only is Samantha Gilogley playing fiddle on it, but you also have Christine Krebs playing the flute, and several people from this same ALIP gathering who got together and they sang backup. They are the chorus behind the song, and they did an amazing job. Here's Christmas in the Shire. I've wandered through this world of ours for countless years on end. Seen wonders that I can't describe and troubles I could not mend. Yet as the year comes to a close, my heart begins to yen. For days of old and folks long gone, my thoughts go back to then. Long ago the Yule bells rang, I still recall their chime. Oh, to be back in the Shire again, now that it's Christmas time. Long ago the Yule bells rang, I still recall their chime. Oh, to be back in the Shire again, now that it's Christmas time. To find myself at home once more, where life was so slow and sweet. Amongst the hobbits whom I adore, old friends I can't wait to greet. The bell ringer lads made their rounds as the sun sank into bed. Farthing to farthing echoed the sounds till the moon raised up his head. Long ago the Yule bells rang, I still recall their chime. Oh, to be back in the Shire again, now that it's Christmas time. Long ago the Yule bells rang, I still recall their chime. Oh, to be back in the Shire again, now that it's Christmas time. In Buckland, Tuckborough, Bywater and Bree, every fireside was alight. Warmth and comfort provided for free, crackled loud and flickered bright. With kith and kin gathered at side, we gave thanks for all we had. Where home and hearth and peace abide, our hearts were ever glad. Long ago the Yule bells rang, I still recall their chime. Oh, to be back in the Shire again, now that it's Christmas time. Long ago the Yule bells rang, I still recall their chime. Oh, to be back in the Shire again, now that it's Christmas time. I'd sit me down and name my pleasure mug of beer or vintage rare. Rings of smoke blown at leisure, sup a favorite hobbit fare. 6 days of feasts and frolicking fun, songs and stories to delight. Rich or poor, we all shared as one, danced and reveled long into the night. Long ago the Yule bells rang, I still recall their chime. Oh, to be back in the Shire again, now that it's Christmas time. Long ago the Yule bells rang, I still recall their chime. Oh, to be back in the Shire again, now that it's Christmas time. On iTunes or Stitcher or wherever you are online. And I'd also love it if you could share it with your friends. I do have a Celtic Christmas album. It's called Celtic Christmas Greetings. You can get that at CelticMusic.org. And I also host the Celtic Christmas Podcast. Check it out at CelticChristmasPodcast.com. Thank you so much for listening. Na Laghlan na Dtí.